I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Individuals diagnosed with prediabetes can make important changes in their diet and lifestyle that can often stop diabetes from developing. Dr. Andrea Loftley is here to talk about prediabetes. Dr. Loftley is an assistant professor of medicine and an endocrinologist at MUSC. Dr. Loftley, tell us about prediabetes and also how this condition is typically diagnosed.
Prediabetes is actually the stage in between normal blood sugar control and diabetes. So in prediabetes, the blood sugar levels are higher than normal, but not quite high enough to be classified as diabetes. And in terms of how we would go about diagnosing prediabetes, oftentimes when patients have fasting labs, maybe there's a slightly elevated blood glucose level on the lab results. And the most common way to confirm the diagnosis of prediabetes is by performing a test called the hemoglobin A1C. Now, this is just a measure of a person's blood sugar average over a 90-day time period.
And that's a blood test?
Yes, it's a blood test.
What are the lifestyle changes that people can adopt that can go a long way to preventing diabetes if they're in this scenario?
Our diabetes prevention strategies are largely centered around healthy diet, physical activity and exercise, and weight reduction.
When it comes to exercise, how much is recommended?
The American Heart Association recommends 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise per week. And the question I get a lot from my own patients is, well, what's moderate intensity? Moderate intensity can be brisk walking, yard work, water aerobics. Moderate intensity exercise even includes housework, such as mopping or vacuuming. So 150 minutes a week is about 30 minutes a day, five times a week. And if we can increase your heart rate about 50 to 60% beyond your resting heart rate, then that is really helping us to find that moderate intensity exercise.
And why is achieving a healthy weight an important lifestyle change?
Weight loss can certainly help result in the regression of prediabetes and is also important for folks who have diabetes, particularly type 2 diabetes. So a weight loss of 7% of the body weight can actually prevent the progression of prediabetes to diabetes in many instances.
Will a person with prediabetes have frequent blood tests to make sure they did not develop diabetes?
Yes. So in persons with prediabetes, testing should actually be performed at a minimum once yearly, and in many cases, as frequently as twice yearly or quarterly. This all depends on the person's risk factors.
What tips can you share to help people with prediabetes really stick with this action plan that you've laid out?
I always tell my patients, my family, my friends, it takes a village, so don't be afraid to build a team. Your team can be made of your healthcare providers, your family, and devoted friends, all of whom can encourage you and help hold you accountable for healthy lifestyle choices that can ultimately result in the prevention of diabetes.
Dr. Loftley, thanks for this update about prediabetes.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.